The thing about your utensils that aren't necessarily true. Okay. That's what you feel with most.
If you were talking about somebody washing dishes, you'd say after she washes the dishes, she what them in clear water?
Rinses them.
Okay. And then you pull the plug in the sink and the water goes down the what?
Drain.
Okay. What do you call a rag that you use for washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. And you dry them on what?
Drying towel.
Okay. And what do you turn on to get water in the sink?
Faucet.
Okay. What if it's outside in the yard?
Your hydrant, I guess.
Okay. And if the water, if it gets down below freezing, your pipes will what?
Could freeze and bust, I guess.
Okay. My dad had that happen to him this last winter.
A lot of people do.
He's supposed to go, he lives in a mobile home, and he's supposed to get out every fall and wrap that tape, there's some kind of warming tape around his pipes, and he just put it off a little too long. What about a big wooden thing that meal or something used to come in? Or molasses maybe, or?
In the barrel?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a lard stand?
A lard stand?
Uh-huh, it's a little, maybe a 5 or 10 pound can that lard comes in. Did you just call it a can or a stand?
Well, we always have just lard cans, I guess.
Okay. What about if you've got a narrow neck bottle or something and you want to pour water into it, you'd have to get a what?
Funnel.
Okay. And for driving horses, something that you pop over their back, maybe. You
know. See, it could be either a whip or a lash, I see.
Okay. Either one. Mm-hmm. What about if you go to the grocery store and you buy your groceries, they put them in a what kind of thing to carry?
You know what, you could say a poke or sack or bag, either one. Do you remember it called a poke?
I heard it, but my dad...
No, people don't use that anymore, do they?
No, but not much, but they, some of them, my dad used to run a food market, and I've heard them.
Yeah, a long time ago, you know, that's what people called it. Right. Yeah, but now they say paper sack.
What about a sack that potatoes used to come in them?
Burlap sack?
Yeah, right. What is a turn of corn? You ever hear that term?
Yeah, I was trying to think. It's a bushel or a peg, I really forget.
Okay. And you, the thing that you have to put in one of these fixtures, say, to make it work, it burns out, you have to put in a new what?
The light bulb, is that what you mean?
Okay. And if you were going to, we were talking about a barrel a minute ago, what about a little thing that nails or something comes in? Looks just like a barrel, except it's little. They're here called a keg or a cag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keg, yes, ma'am.
And the big metal bands that go around the barrel hold it together are called what?
Staves?
No, those are wooden things. Yeah. Kids used to roll them.
Yeah, let's see. No, what's talking about?
Some people call them hooks. Okay. What about if you were going to gather eggs, you'd put them in a what, maybe? A woven thing.
Basket.
Okay. And if you had a bottle and you didn't want the stuff to spill out, you might put a what down in the bottle?
Keg. I mean, I was thinking about a peg. You could put a peg down in it. I say a stopper.
Okay. What is a thing that people blow on and play, a musical instrument?
French harp.
Okay. And what about one they flip this way and play?
G-sharp.
Yeah. That'll flip your teeth down your throat if you don't watch it in a hurry. If you're going to drive some nails, you'd have to have a what?
Hammer.
Okay. Now, what's the front part of a wagon that sticks out that you hitch the horses to?
The tongue.
Okay. If it's a buggy or something, it's got two of them, you call it the what?
I don't
know. You ever get called the shafts or the...